Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. 47 Meters Down. Uncaged, the original film was a masterful monster thriller in 2017, and a sequel would be inevitable after it became a surprise hit. This one is a skillful, interesting little shark thriller, even if it doesn't match the claustrophobic stylings of the original. It follows sisters who go swimming with some friends. But their sunny day goes awry when they discover a bunch of underwater caves and become trapped. A swarm sharks are contained inside the caves, and they're hungry. Director Johannes Roberts, who did the original, returns. But none of the original cast are back. They're replaced by Sophie Nellis, Brianne Jew, and Corinne Fox and Sistine Rose Stallone, the daughters of Hollywood stars Jamie and Sylvester. The script isn't as good, but for some cheap thrills, this one will do the trick. 3.5, 5 stars. I still believe, while I'm not traditionally a fan of faith-based films, the cast in this one drew me in. I'm really glad I took a chance, because this drama is a whole lot better than I could have expected. It follows the true story of Jeremy Camp, whose difficulties overcoming the loss of his life inform his rise to stardom as a Christian music star. Directors Andrew and John Irwin managed to make a film that remains true to the Christian messaging but can also reach a wider audience. Leads KJ Apa, of Riverdale fame, and Britt Robertson have incredible chemistry, and they're wonderfully matched. With Nathan Parsons, Shania Twain and an always welcome Gary Sinise in tow, this one is surprisingly potent. 4/5 stars. Ask me anything, this will be a divisive one, for sure. But if you enjoy it, it'll be worth the investment. Britt Robertson is featured here again as a graduating high school senior who decides to take a gap year. At the behest of her guidance counselor, she starts a blog to detail her activities and keep her on task. But as her life begins to spiral, the chronicling of her life is met by many different opinions from followers. Novelist Alison Burnett directs here, adapting her own work. That, at least, means the quirkiness of this one remains true to the author's intention. Robertson, Justin Long, Christian Slater, Max Carver and Martin Sheen all star, with supporting turns from Lorraine Toussaint, Andy Buckley, Molly Hagen and Robert Patrick. It's a very strange dramedy with an ending you might not be ready for. But if you stick with it, you may be surprised. 3.5, 5 stars. Focus one of the most bankable stars in the world. Will Smith was in a major rut when he made Focus. While it didn't light up the box office, Focus was a well-wrought crime caper that did everything it was supposed to do. It follows con man Nicky, and the mess he gets himself into when a woman from his past comes back to mess up his plans. Smith and Margot Robbie are a match made in thespian heaven, and they carry this one on charisma alone. It was a fantastic sign of what was to come when they did Suicide Squad the following year, and I'd love to see them work together again. 4/5 stars. Love is Blind. I absolutely love this show, and I couldn't tell you why. Nick and Vanessa Lachey host this reality show about true love, and the quest to find it. Have you ever heard the quote, "There's more than meets the eye"? Well, that's the concept of the show. People want to be loved for who they are as people, and not for their looks. With this show, it'll all about connection, not physical attraction. The couples don't get to see each other, and must rely on how they connect with their personalities. It's a show that's pretty adorable, and the second season is now out. 4/5 stars. Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.